USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing the Biden administration for walking back their coronavirus vaccination goals.
The president announced another supposedly audacious goal that all adults in all 50 states should be eligible to schedule vaccinations by May 1st.
The Kentucky Republican says Dr. Anthony Fauci predicted a month ago that it would be open season for all Americans to get a shot by April. On the other side of the aisle, Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is calling on President Biden to forgive up to $50,000 in student loan debt per borrower.
The American Rescue Plan also sets the stage for President Biden to deliver incredibly meaningful student loan forgiveness.
The New York Democrat saying debt cancellation is usually treated as taxable income. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Nine jurors are now seated to hear the case against former Minneapolis cop Derek Chauvin. He's the one seen on video holding George Floyd down until he stopped breathing. Jury selection began last week, but Chauvin's attorney wants the trial delayed. He feels news of a recent $27 million settlement could impact the jurors already chosen and potential jurors. The confirmation hearings for President Biden's cabinet continues.
The Senate Judiciary Committee recently held a hearing to consider civil rights attorney Vanita Gupta for Associate U.S. Attorney General. That would be the number three spot in the Department of Justice. Gupta is facing immense scrutiny from Republican senators. Gupta called the confirmation of now Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett illegitimate. She called Judge Kavanaugh a privileged lifelong partisan. The Senate Judiciary Committee must vote to move forward Gupta's nomination before the full Senate has a chance to confirm her nomination. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day, Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says ruthless criminal cartels from around the world are expediting the surge of immigration at the U.S. southern border with Mexico. Cornyn saying on Fox News it's not just illegal immigrants from Mexico and Central America making their way into the United States.
Well, they are literally coming from all over the world. What people need to understand is these are criminal organizations, and they trade in things that make them money, whether it's trafficking and sex, women and children for sex, whether it's drugs, illegal drugs, like the 70, which killed 70,000 Americans just in the last couple of years on an annual basis. And, of course, the people who want to come from Central America and Mexico. These criminal organizations have networks all around the world, and it's just a matter of price. If you want to come from Mexico, it's one price, about $3,000 to $4,000. If you want to come from a little farther away, like Central America, there's a premium paid for that. If you want to come from Europe or the Middle East and many countries of special interest and concern to the United States government, if you pay the price, $15,000 or so, maybe more, then you can make it through these criminal networks. So this is not just people fleeing poverty or violence in Central America. These are people literally coming from all around the world, and we don't know who they are.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.